Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It's been nearly half a year since the implementation of the nuclear deal between Iran, the EU, and the P5+1 countries, the JCPOA. U.S. officials have said that so far, Iran has fully lived up to its commitments under the deal. And so has the United States, said Secretary of State John Kerry.
We have lifted the sanctions we said we would lift, and we have completely kept faith with both the black and white print as well as the spirit of this effort. In fact, I have personally gone beyond the absolute requirements of the lifting of sanctions to personally engage with banks and businesses and others who had a natural reluctance after several years of sanctions to move without fully understanding what they are allowed to do and what they aren't allowed to do.
Earlier this month, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said that psychological remnants from the nuclear-related sanctions in place before the implementation of the JCPOA were still having a deterrent effect on business, and that Washington must do more to negate that effect. State Department spokesperson John Kirby reiterated that the United States is not and will not stand in the way of legitimate business with Iran.
What might help lift some of the psychological remnants, to use that phrase, would be Iran's ceasing the destabilizing activities that they continue to carry out. What makes business nervous, what makes business reticent, isn't some lack of education or effort by the United States, but when they see missiles being shipped to Hezbollah and support to terrorist groups. That's what makes business nervous.
Secretary of State Kerry said the United States has been very clear with Iranian officials that there are limits to what the United States can do in encouraging business to engage with Iran. But the United States will give confidence and clarification where they are needed. If we're going to have future dealings, or we want a reputation for good faith in the negotiations we conduct anywhere, it's important for us to show good faith in executing this agreement, said Mr. Kerry, and I intend to see to it that we do that.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.